And y'all niggas be easy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all be safe out there. Try to do something productive. I'd rather be bored at home in the safety of my own motherfucking home than to be out in situations or in areas that may put you in a position where you may not make it home. Stay your ass home. Now the phone lines is open. I'm going to talk about Nipsey. All right, let me put the phone number back in the chat. All right, 319-527-6193. Call and I fucking knee hurt. I'm getting old out this motherfucker. Okay, I might need a hip replacement in the next 10 years. I don't know, goddammit. But shit, okay. All right, we cut this music off, man. Tomorrow, finally, Eric Holder, a.k.a. Shitty Cuz, is going to trial. Can you believe it? It's been 3 years. 2019, when Aramaeus Eskidom has been unfortunately murdered. Now, I want to hear what the fuck is going to happen with this dude. You know, he needs a death penalty. Evidently, this nigga is in PC. He have to, because I know niggas will be on that nigga head. The driver, remember the girl? Her ass is not even being charged, wasn't charged for driving this nigga all the way to the Fatburger from West Bubblefuck that took like 2 hours to get all the way over there. Why did he go all the way over there just to go get a burger? Somebody told me over the phone, and I told y'all again, I spoke to Thundercat on the phone. I'm trying to get an interview with Thundercat. I'm trying to see what's up with Malik Spellman. Matter of fact, you know who I'm going to call? I'm going to call. Let me call my nigga Casino Roulette. Let me call my nigga. Let me call. I'm going to put him on the spot. But he's always ready. Let me call Casino real quick. I want to know what's his thoughts on this Nipsey thing and everything else. I forgot to call him, too. Hold on 1 second. I'm looking for his number right now. Where we at? Because I want to talk about everything. Yeah, she should be charged, too. Absolutely. Let me give him a call. It's the Master Burger? All right, the Master Burger. I'm going to do the Google shit and go. We're going to go right back to the scene of the crime. Let me call my homie real quick. All right, I'm going to take this phone call. 804, what's your thoughts on the trial, the Nipsey trial that's starting tomorrow? And basically Philly and whatever. 804, what's up? What's going on?
I'm not going to lie to you, Mike. I honestly could care less about Nipsey. I really was calling about the emotional management part.
Wait. Nah, that's not funny, family. Why would you say that?
Respect what I'm saying.
All right, go ahead.
The trial with Nipsey, it is what it is. It's going to fall the way it's going to fall. But what I care most about is helping out people now not become another Nipsey. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So when it comes to emotional management, I feel like, you know, that's top tier, but I understand the flow of your show, so I'll let you continue and I'll bow out gracefully.
Okay, but is there anything else that you wanted to say?
I really wanted to comment on the guy, well, shoot, the emotional management piece. What I do for a living is manage emotions within the youth. And this is yours truly, just so you know. But that's what I do for a living. And just to hear his aspect of how the women feed on men, basically. And it's not even that. It's just that women are naturally nurturers. So when we see you and you have a deficit, we naturally want to help you. And because of egos, we're not put in a position to win. So you feel like we're mothering you, but really we just want to help you become better than who you are. But men aren't really, a lot of men aren't really ready to handle that. And so they push it back on us rather than handling what the real issue is. So I feel like when it gets tied all up into things, it's, you know, we're really screwed because you want help, don't want to receive help. We want to give you help, but don't want to be your mother. And so it doesn't work out.
Well, all right. Well, since you, what's your title again? What's your job description again? I'm sorry. Emotional what?
Behavior management. I teach emotional management.
Behavioral management. Now, listen, at the end of the day, I definitely understand what you're saying, but women, we can't cast a wide net. That's what I meant to say. Not all men are like that. And women are nurturers. Y'all are the first teacher. And y'all more advanced. Y'all get more advanced than men. Yeah, especially coming out of the womb. But a lot of women don't like to take accountability. A lot of women will take constructive criticism as somebody trying to attack them. So sometimes they need to be evaluated about their behavioral reactions and their temperament as well.
Absolutely. I practice stop, think, act in everything I do. Stop, think, act. I tell my kids and I tell everyone that I work with, stop, think, act. Obviously, we know your emotions put you in a position where you make a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion. So if we stop and think, then act, we get a greater outcome, but how often does that happen? It doesn't. And that comes from lack of emotional management.
Right. I mean, we could definitely, I would like to have more of a discussion on this. This is what I'll do. I will want you, I already written down your number because that'll be good for, a program, a segment on my show to talk
absolutely.
About that.
And I totally agree. I just want to say the name of my business is Nurturing Minds. So it's nurturingminds.info. That's what I do. The name of my business is The Alternative Therapeutic Experience. I teach you how to manage their emotions through the arts.
Okay, that's dope.
So I definitely would love to talk.
That's dope. I would definitely that's what's your name?
Tyson.
Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about behavioral motherfucker, are you crazy? You took your Ritalin today? Is your helmet on? Oh, you got it on the bed. Okay, we gotta watch out for your ass.
Right, clearly. Okay. Oh my goodness. Yes, but that's my name.
All right. Well, I got you, Tyson. Let me make sure I got it right. Okay, I got you. I definitely would like to have you on the show one day because our people need it. You know what I'm saying? So that's
absolutely.
Definitely. Hey, anything else?
Nope. I'll go back in the audience.
Thank you, love. Appreciate you.
Okay. Bye.
Peace. Hey man, we definitely need stuff like that in on this show. So salute to that sister and her ass probably. You know how people be having those good positions, even like that, but they ass turn out to be crazy too. It's like psychiatrists and shit, like the therapists and shit. Like, you know what I mean? They give you all the information that you need, and at home, she up there arguing with her husband. She probably trying to kill that motherfucker. She is hard to deal with. She's bringing her job description home. Every little thing her man say, she is evaluating that shit. But in my book, you know what I do. Now, listen, Jermaine. Now, your little behavioral problem needs to be checked. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers crazy, too. So, anyway, let me call my boy. I text him. I don't know if he's busy, but I'm going to hit my boy Casino Roulette up right now. True to yours with choke crazy ass, okay? I mean, yours truly. Gotta watch out for y'all motherfuckers out here. Yeah. Let's see what's up and my homie gonna pick up.
Hello?
Casino, what's up, man? It's Mike Larry, boy.
What it do, fool?
Ain't shit. We live right now, man. What's your thoughts? I text you, too. But what's your thoughts on the mass shootings and shit that's going on? And did you hear about the mass shootings that happened in Philadelphia as well?
Yeah, man, I caught a glimpse of that. What's going on, man? Hey, man, I caught a glimpse of it, man. And my thoughts on it is we need to do something about these guns, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, man, we giving too much power to cowards, man, with these guns, man. And until we regulate these guns, man, we're gonna keep this same energy, and it's gonna get worse, man. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I know we all have a right to bear arms, but come on, man, it's becoming more accessible by the day, man. It's like guns is like candy now. Everybody got a piece, man. Everybody got one. So we got to be more conscious on what's going on, man, and that's guns are too accessible, man. And while we own guns, man, RIP to my brother Trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? Trouble just got killed by a gun.
Do you know him?
Yeah, man. Duct Tape Trouble. I don't know him personally, you know what I'm saying? But professionally, I know him, and we've crossed paths in passing, man. But saying that to say, from what I'm hearing, you know, the way he got caught up, man, it's crazy, man. Like, made a tweet saying that he needed to go in the house and then get killed. That's crazy, man. So at the end of the day, we gotta be conscious of what's going on, man. And it's just that too many cowards got guns now, man. So until we regulate that, man, with these cowards and these guns, this is going to happen. This is the new norm, man. Welcome to America.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's really messed up out here. And, you know, just like I was talking about Texas, you don't need no background check. You know what I mean? Your ID can even be expired. You can just get a fucking gun, an AR-15. But check it out, though. I try not to make shit about race. I don't like it, but we have to face it. So my question is, like, can a black person from Texas can go and buy an AR-15 with no fucking problem? I fucking doubt it. Okay, that's number one. Because we talk about mass shootings, everything is as a collective. What's your thoughts about the police not going into the school to save them little kids in Texas? What's your thoughts about should they be defunded? Because all our tax dollars are given to them for their training. They just did a fucking domestic terrorist training, a drill, I think a month or so prior. And they literally let these girls, these little kids and these little boys and that teacher just perish like that. So what's your thoughts on that whole scenario with the police standing down? What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are they human, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't say they should be defunded because they didn't rush in there and, you know what I'm saying, take out a coward. I mean, at the end of the day, it's repercussions. Something should be done about it, but I don't think that they should be dismantled because they didn't, you know, react the way we think they should have. In that sense, they have, you know what I mean, obviously reacted in other situations that garner for them to be police, you know, and their protection in that area. So I can't say we need to just defund them. I think that it should be some type of repercussions, and somebody who's supposed to be held accountable should be held accountable. And then going back to the fact of what you were saying, like, is it a race thing when it comes to, you know, buying guns or having guns? No, bro, it ain't no race thing. I mean, I got to see it through a naked pair of eyes, man, and say that if it was so hard for us to get guns, Trouble would be alive. If it was so hard for us to get guns, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the good people that are died by the hands of cowards would still be alive. So it's not a race thing. It's a gun thing. It's a stupid people with gun things. And like they say, guns don't kill. It's stupid people with the guns that kill.
And I disagree. I did not hardly disagree with you. Never. This is my first time, if anything. What did they get sworn in to do? Put their lives on the line so the community can be better. That's what you get sworn in for. Police went in to get their own kids and ran out the school. So if you can go,
I mean, one of the dudes was standing out there crying, you know, from what I'm from what I saw, one of the first responders, because one of his kids was in there, and they was told not to go in. So somebody made a call for them not to go in. So you, I can't say, you know what I'm saying, because you got to think about it, bro. Not just, not one person ran in. That means that somebody made a call to say don't go in. So whoever made that call that says don't go in, that's the person that should be held accountable. Not the whole force, because somebody who was in authority made that call. So that's the person who need to be held accountable.
Okay, I mean, yeah.
So, you know, that's how I feel, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say whoever should. Whoever made that call, whoever the higher up, you know, somebody should be held accountable, and whoever that somebody is, hold their feet to the flame. But, you know, that's what structure is all about. That's what proper protocol is all about, because you got a chain of command. So whoever at the top of that chain that made that command, hold them accountable.
Absolutely. You know, I was just calling in, man, to get your point of view on some of these things. Anything else that you want to add on in conclusion?
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you something I want to add on, man. Mike, man, this world is changing in real time, bro. You know what I mean? Like what we used to, the rules and the morals and the games and the codes that we used to stick to, is no longer there no more, man. You know what I mean? Loyalty is just a tattoo. Those that you thought was real ain't real, man. Like, I'm being so surprised by the people that I thought was so solid that it's so flaky now, man. This shit is crazy, man. I hate the world that we in right now, bro. And it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. That's why you got to batten down the hatches. Take care of those that love you. Protect those that protect you. And just get out the way, man, because it's going to get worse before it get better. So those that's listening, man, this is one thing for show, two things for serve. My name is Casino Roulette. That's CA$INOROULETTE. I want to smile. I want to say that it's all good. But, man, look at the world we living in. Look at the headlines. It's not all good. Protect these babies, because these babies don't know what we know. And that's, this world is cruel, man. Since we got on demon time, look at what's happening. We in hell, homeboy. You understand what I'm saying? We in hell now. And it's only going to take God to get us up out of this. So hug the kids, kiss the babies, man, because that's all we got now. So, like I say, my name is Casino Roulette. Y'all can follow me on all social platforms. I just had a new single to drop. Shout out TikTok. Shout out Sound On Global. My new single dropped through TikTok called Static. I'm waiting on them to give me the green light. We're going to drop the remix right after that. We're going to get ready to shoot the video in the next 2 weeks, myself and Miss Unique. So, yeah, y'all can check out my new music. It's on all streaming platforms. Once again, my name is Casino Roulette. CA$INOROULETTE. And check out my show. It's called The B-Side. Every Tuesday and Thursday over on Facebook at 9 p.m. And I got a new show called Battle of the Sexes with Miss Rashana Price on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. It's a show where we talk about topics that don't nobody want to talk about, but we must discuss. So catch me over on Meta every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you calling me, man. Anytime and every time you allow me to voice my opinion on your platform, I am highly grateful, my brother. I love you like a brother. You know what I mean? So you already know what it is. Anytime you call me, I'm always available for you, brother.
Hey, man, love you too, King. You stay up, baby.
How you do the same, homie? Peace.
That's the homie right there. Shout out to Casino Roulette. All right, we got 213 in the building again. All right, we got L.A. What's up? 213, what's up?
Yo. Hey, my bad. This RPMA 6 again, man. So,
shit.
He said, oh, shit. No, look. So this is what I want to say right now. So, like, Nipsey, you know what I'm saying, was a friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I just feel that, like, he was doing too much good shit, bro. And what we got to understand is people is, like, they have, like in my opinion, they have a certain amount of shit that we can do and we can't do. You see what I'm saying? It's like they don't want us to be too powerful. look what happened every time we get too powerful. They either lock us up or kill us. See what I'm saying? So,
right.
I feel like we got to start educating the youth on what not to do and what to do. People who don't listen to us, good. The people that don't, hey, that's cool too. But I'm just very distraught from all this shit that's going on with, like, it shouldn't take 3 years for him to fucking go to court, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
he,
and then the shit he did.
He was just cheating the system because he was firing his lawyers. So that's what they do to prolong the situation. So I think that's what he was doing. He was abusing that right to, would you call it, fire their counsel? You know what I'm saying? But you said Nipsey was a friend. Talk about that then.
Check this out. Like, you finna get a little quick exclusive real quick. I ain't told nobody this shit yet. But, like, long story short, I met Nipsey, like, it was meant, it was fake type shit. You know what I'm saying? I had met Nipsey downtown L.A., 2019, man. Like, no security, no shit. You feel me? And, he a stand-up dude, man, because my birthday, August 6th, his birthday, August 15th. So when I told him that, man, he took a picture with me. He gave me his number, you feel me? And I ain't even get a chance to even tell him I do music because I know he hear that shit all day. And as he was at the 7-Eleven and I met him, man, he's just saying, like, bro, like, I'm humble and shit, but I get tired of everybody running up on me. Hey, Nipsey, do-do-do-do-do. So look, me as a Leo, too, I took a different approach. I just was like on some humble shit. So he told me, he said, hey, for our, he's like, in August for our birthday, we're going to throw 100K at the strip club. Feel me? But he got his life cut short in March. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't get a chance to do that shit. But that is going to show you that, like, people don't like when people do good shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in a generation, like, they only respect disloyalty, snakes, rats, snitches, if y'all don't know what that means, the people that's listening, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like we're not in the real mode, like in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Early 2000s, like, you had to be official. Like, now it's just like anybody can do whatever, and don't nobody have nobody to even check them, you feel me? Like, I like your platform. Like, I was just listening to the whole thing all this time, too. Like I like how you be decisive with your words, too, when you speaking to certain people, because a lot of people in this world are going off their emotions. That's why we at where we at now. Because everybody like, oh, I feel like you should have did this, so I'm going to kill you. Oh, I feel like you shouldn't have slept with my girl, so I'm going to do that. Oh, I feel like it don't matter what you feel like. What's right, what's wrong? Answer that. The people, man, that's too real for people, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I feel you. I'm about to call, after I take these other two calls, I'm going to call Malik Spellman, who is one of the dudes that was on my show last week. And I wish everybody would, as much people that's in here now, I wish I was here when Duwald Shirelles was on here, one of the big Great Street Crips from the 70s and 80s, the one that basically, you know, was behind the truce of the Bloods and Crips in 92.
Exactly.
He was on my show, and Spellman, Malik Spellman, he's on the A&E show. He is the peacemaker that, you know, helped the gangs to try to have peace. You got to really mute that background because it's throwing me off. But, you know, and he put Thundercat on the phone for me personally off the air. So, you know what I'm saying? He's well connected. So I'm going to call him and see his thoughts about tomorrow. And hopefully he'll call. That'll be crazy. Hopefully he'll call Thundercat on three-way. Let me see if I can pull that rabbit out the hat. Y'all just give me a few moments. I'm going to text him right now, and I'm going to tell him I'm live I'm live right now.
Hey, you in Philly, right?
Nah, I'm in America though. What's good though?
No, I'm saying like, cause like yo, accent,
man, I
nigga, I'm in New Amsterdam.
You lying? For real?
No, I'm across the waters, man. I be lying to you. Why you think I'm not on camera? I ain't showing y'all my background, nigga. I'm in New Amsterdam.
No, I respect that, bro. For real. But it's like, I was saying that cause your accent. Cause like, I wanted to like give you a exclusive interview type shit one day, like. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Like, cause like, I don't want to say everything that I got that's coming in the future, bro. But just remember, bro, like I got you, bro. Cause like, you be on some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's what people need and shit. Like, it ain't all about like views and all that shit. Like I feel like people be too like watered down on that shit too. Like, just because you ain't got the views, that don't mean that you ain't talented and shit too. You feel me? Like it's a lot of people that could change shit if they would have this type of mindset. Like right now, it's like what 400 people, 500 people up there. Like most people be like, damn man, like I'm just give up on this YouTube shit or whatever I'm doing because I don't got 10,000 people in the chat and all that. Like we got crossed.
Yeah, sometimes I don't look at it like that, and I'm not gonna prolong what I'm about to say, but sometimes I don't feel appreciated when I'm live. Sometimes I don't, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
I appreciate you, bro.
Like I say, my message and in the content that I talk about, it's for a reason. And a lot of our people need to wake up, and I try to do my best to make that happen because we all glorify all the bullshit that we do. You know what I'm saying? But get sad and get mad that we're killing each other. But we are praising this shit that provoked us to do this shit in the same token. So it's a double standard. So I'd rather talk about it. You know what I'm saying? As well. So, you know, the pros and the cons. You know what I mean? I don't want to talk about this bullshit all day. Sometimes I don't feel appreciated, but there's a mission for me. And it's going to pay off because I know that this is just going to be a stepping stone, and I learned not to give show my hand all the time, and I've been doing that, but things going I might, but it's all good, man. But,
ain't no doubt.
Yeah, but
you
but listen,
facts though.
Hey, I am. Yeah. So, but only thing I'm gonna do is just keep it moving though. You know, keep it pushing and just take it for what it is, you know? People would love to listen to the message, show the message, but it's only for their own entertainment only. And look at what numerous of people on YouTube do and take it lightly as if that's not work. It is work.
Exactly.
It takes a long time
to look
up information. All the videos that I did in the Kanika,
it
took hours and hours of editing. It took hours and hours
of planning too.
Stuff first and planning. It takes time to create the thumbnail. All that shit is work. Y'all think it's not work, but they don't make people appreciate it. But it's all good. But anyway, I want to say thank you, Sammy. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in.
I appreciate you so much, man. And keep on doing this, too, because we need to know what's going on in the world, bro, because the news ain't going to do it. And news stand for North, East, West, and South. That's for everybody that's listening. Squash.
You already know. Peace.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm going to go to 469-803-567. Then I'm going to try. He didn't respond yet, but I'm going to try to call him. Malik and see what he got to say, you know what I'm saying, on Nipsey. All right, area code 469, peace, god damn it.
Yo. Hey love, it's me again.
I know.
I'm not gonna argue. I'm cool. I just have a question. Did you get my Cash App?
I don't know.
No, I just wanna make sure you got my Cash App first.
When just now?
I sent it about maybe 10 minutes ago or so. It said Dorian, so I didn't know if that was the right person.
Yeah, that's my middle name, and it has my son on there.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you got it. Okay, cool.
No, I don't see it. Is it Lauren?
You replied to it. Yeah, I'm Lauren. You replied to it.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
All right, no worries, but I just want to let you know that you are appreciated, Mike. Don't think that you're not appreciated.
Okay.
However, but I just want to talk about Uvalde because I'm in Texas, so I know a little bit about that. So the Uvalde situation. Okay, so right maybe 3 or 4 days prior to that whole incident, the police department made a post on their Instagram showing all of their brand new artillery that they just got from their extra budget money. They spent all this money and got like all these ARs and all this army utility. None of that was used. But the comment I wanted to just really talk about was that woman who went and got her child. So it's being portrayed like she walked through the front door, but she didn't. She walked through a door on the opposite side that wasn't being manned by people at all. So a little boy ran out that door. She saw the door was open, ran in it, and then got her kid out. The shooting was happening on the opposite side of the school. So it wasn't like the police just let her through. There was a video of her running out, and the cops were like, by that time, had got to that side of the building. They weren't even on that side of the building. So they got to that side of the building, and then at that point, that's the video that you see her running through the cop cars. But she had already gotten, she was running around the building at that point. So it wasn't like they just let her through and didn't let no one else through. They didn't even know that she was able to get
Now, I'm glad you said that. You see how she, that same exact way you said how she got into that goddamn school. Why the police didn't come from the other side of the school?
That's what she said. She did an interview. Yeah, she did an interview when she was pissed because she was like, there was nobody on that back side of the school when she ran through because she knew where her son's class was. So she said there was nobody on that back side of the building when she ran through. By the time that she came out, that was when she said it took her about 3 to 5 minutes to get into her kids and get out. By the time that she got out, that's when she had noticed them on the opposite side. So, that's her. So she went in there and was just like, but the thing about it is you see her complexion, right? So people keep saying, well, it's because of her complexion is the reason why she was able to get through. Well, on the main side where the cops were, they were beating people up who looked just like her for trying to get through.
Yeah.
One man got tackled to the ground. Another woman got threatened to be tased. Trying to get through, trying to break through the police barricade, it looked just like her. So I don't want anybody to think that she was just blessed to get through. She literally just, she went through an opening that they should have been through on that side anyway. And also to piggyback off the previous man's point, there was definitely a command that was given to tell those people to hold off. My stepfather is a retired Texas Ranger. And he told me that when he saw it, he said there is no way that they. When an incident like that happens, according to their bylaws, they're supposed to respond within either 3 to 5 minutes or to break entry, unless something is like extreme, like there's someone holding someone hostage, etc. Well, the thing about it is, what's so crazy is that my dad told me that he had talked to some of his friends that are down there, and they told him that there was 4 911 calls that were happening while the cops were outside. So to keep time even, so let's say he showed up there at 11 o'clock. He showed up there right before, but let's say he showed up at 11 o'clock. Though he barricaded himself in the classroom, he had killed a couple students, and the other students were in the classroom calling the police. They had 3 to 4 different police calls while he was barricaded. In the matter of 30 minutes, so for 30 minutes, these children were calling. The police were outside the whole time, and they refused to come in. The kids were telling them that he wasn't holding nobody hostage. He was just sitting by the door. No one came in. No one tried to bust a window, tried to do an opposite thing. So this just seems to me that, and I may be putting my tin hat on here, that this may be a bigger picture. It sounds like there's a lot of sleeper cells that are waking up. And they're just wrecking havoc. Like, we're not in the same world that we were in the 90s and the 2000s. Like, that world is gone. Remembering that world is great, but thinking it's going to come back to the way that it was, it's just not going to happen. Another thing, Nipsey was taken out, as soon as he started doing well and started talking about economy and how to do the economy the right way, he was taken out. The Buffalo shooting, I'm not sure if you knew about this, but the security officer in the Buffalo shooting actually had a car that ran off of water.
Yes,
and he was and he was about to patent that the following week.
Right.
So he had an appointment to patent that, and he got taken out before then by a man who drove 2 hours and passed a million grocery stores full of black people. But he chose this specific grocery store where this man just happened to be on his part-time shift.
Right.
So, you know, you got to think of it. It's like, these incidents, you know, I think this is all keeping us distracted to look at the little individual things than to look at the big things that are happening.
And it's election time, too.
But they're not going to win. I mean, they're not going to get nowhere with that, because Biden screwed himself up when he told us last week that he's not going to do anything about inflation of gas prices and groceries during his term.
Fuck that.
He ain't gonna do nothing about slavery.
He ain't gonna do nothing about reparations.
They're never gonna do nothing about reparations. There's too much money owed. I don't see that happening in our lifetime. If anything, they're gonna probably do something with like the Native Americans to give us free college or something. But there's too much money owed. If they give us that money, then
fine.
We're gonna bankrupt.
Don't be too fast on that. How is going to be bankrupt? Explain your background. Go ahead.
I'm in world finance.
Okay.
I worked for the World Bank for 5 years.
Okay. Well,
so
you can tell
what I'm talking about. So when I'm talking about finance, I'm talking about on a world scale. I'm not talking about the money that we're printing. I'm talking
about
our GDP.
Talk about it.
So our GDP, I'm sorry?
I'm saying talk about it. Go ahead.
Okay. So our GDP, our GDP is at the second third. So basically when it comes to third, they talk about like first world, second world, third world. That's basically what they call like the financial third. We're like in the second third. We're not really a first world country according to our GDP. And that's because we owe China, but all the money that we are printing right now is based off of China's loans to us and other countries' loans to us. China is financing our country. Okay. So if China is financing our country and we have to constantly keep borrowing money from them, our dollar is not backed by anything. The more money we print, the lower our dollar becomes, because we have more dollars in circulation.
We know that. And plus they have higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve is a private entity. So we got that. But at the end of the, but at the end of the day, they still paying the people who went through that stuff in Germany billions of dollars annually. That's number one.
Yeah.
Giving Ukraine $33 billion. They spending billions of dollars giving it to all them countries for some fish or some crazy shit like that, too. Like just everything. But they got billions and millions of dollars to give to everybody else for foreign aid.
But
my point is, if they can give money out, why the fuck they can't give us that? So when they give us to us, the world is going to end? No, that's not what I'm saying. But you're saying they can't, because America will go bankrupt. America is already bankrupt.
Yeah, I understand that, Mike. But what I'm saying is that America is going to go bankrupt because America is based off of the economy basis of America. And I'm not sure if anyone is they don't teach this in school, but this is what when you're at the World Bank and you're sitting there with all those countries, that's when you realize what's really going on. In order for America or any first world country to strive, you have to have a permanent underclass. You have to, because you have to have workers. You have to have people who are actually going to go out there and actually do the jobs and do all that stuff that nobody wants to do. So if you actually give black people the amount that we're owed, which is going to be way more than the money that we've given to Ukraine, we're talking about $126 billion, based on 13.5 million black people, I believe, what the last study I read said. So you're looking at $126 billion. That's way more than what we've given to Ukraine. That's more than what we've been given to the money that we've given to the Holocaust is less than $10 billion. So you add that up, you give all that money to what they consider us, unfortunately. I'm not saying that we are, but America considers us the underclass. So if you give that money to the underclass, then you flip the country. Because at this point, you have the underclass with $126 billion. Now, of course, we know niggas. We know that niggas gonna buy a bunch of cars and Teslas and how, you know, they're gonna spend the money as quickly as they get it. But it's the simple fact is that all that money is going to the underclass. So you got a lot of people who are just not going to work. They're not going to do those things. And what's going to happen is that you're going to have these white people who are not going to want to do those things. And they don't want more people coming in from other countries to do those things. That's
but
what I mean when I say the country is going to be bankrupt.
That,
means that there's not going to be any workers.
I get what you're saying. Listen, I get it. But at the end of the day, they still can give us some goddamn money. And yes,
yes, of course.
Right.
They're just not gonna be, but they're not gonna be able to pay us. That's the thing. I'm just saying, setting expectations. If you take the amount of the acres and the mule, whatever that we were supposed to get back as slavery, and you gross that up, it's breaking. I mean, it's financially breaking.
Give me an estimate. Give me an estimate on the what the amount. What amount?
$126 billion.
$126 billion. It's more than $13 trillion in debt to China, and they still printing that money. But they got $43 billion to send to goddamn Ukraine. They still spending money, and you telling me we can't even get $30 billion?
No, I'm not saying that we can't get that.
You're saying that it's going to bankrupt the country when it's not. It's already
But it is, because I'm not talking about the dollars and cents. I'm talking about the people. What happens when the people get that money? They're not going to work.
No.
What happens when we got $1,200?
No. The reason why they really don't want to give us the money, because they know all of us is not going to be frivolous with the spending. But you have to let me get it out, though. Okay, if that's what you're saying, then you will know that if they're going to spend it frivolous to get Teslas and all that, ain't that going back into the economy? Ain't it going right back into their pocket? Ain't the world is still working? Ain't there people that still on a goddamn hamster wheel every day to put the keep this economy going and file taxes every motherfucking every year? They keep getting their money because of how people still going back to work like robots. So either way, they still
because they have to.
But okay, so that means there was.
But if
still
they don't have to,
OMG. So that means we still could get some kind of fucking compensation. You saying if they give black people money, the world is going to end, but they could give everybody else. They still giving money to motherfucking the Indians in Arizona. Free everything. What are you talking about? So when it comes to black
people.
I'm
agreeing with you that we deserve something. I'm just telling you on the other end. When you're behind closed doors and you're listening to people who are having these conversations, I'm just telling you what they're saying. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just telling you what they're saying. They're saying that $126 billion going out, okay, that's one thing. But you have to think of the mentality. The government, from someone who worked in the government is not dealing – the money doesn't matter. They're printing it out. It's not backed on anything. They can print a billion papers out. It means nothing.
We know that.
The government's more concerned with the mentality of the people versus the dollar.
You control the
world.
Hold the thought. The mentality of what kind of people, because you're only putting it on us. Because
– No, I'm putting it on all no, – okay, but here's the thing. You got to think the country was not built on Jewish people. The country was built on black people. In order for the country to survive, you have to have a permanent subclass. That's how first world countries work.
It's always going to – it doesn't matter if they give everybody – it's about the mentality of the people. It's still going to be a middle – it's still going to be a lower class. They need a lower class. So if they need a lower class – hold up, ma'am. if they need a lower class, so they need to keep black people at bay, at the lowest, so the economy can keep going. That's what you're saying. But you're going about what they're saying it's the mentality of the people and may go bankrupt. That's an excuse. That's the smoke and mirrors. That's the trick that they say to not give us anything, according to you. But that don't mean they don't have the money. They use that, so they won't give it to us. You believe in something when you know it's a fucking it's a fraud.
I don't believe
anyway.
In it. I didn't say I believe in it. I just told you what they were.
That's what
the reasoning
like.
Is.
That's
no,
exactly
I'm just telling you what the
like.
Reasoning is from the people from someone who physically sat at that table, who literally had meetings with the ISF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. People who sat in these meetings with these countries.
Of course.
That's what they're saying. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm saying that is the reason why they're saying that we're not getting reparations. I don't agree with it. I believe it's bullshit. But I'm just telling you that's the reason why. Everybody keeps asking why. That's their reason why. Regardless of if it is factual, regardless of – because that's the people who are going to be
say
writing
it again.
I want
you to say it again on why they don't want to give us reparations. And I'm talking specifically black people here. What was their reason again? And make it very clear. Say it again.
Their reason, not my reason.
Gotcha.
Okay? I want to make sure that's clear. Not my reason.
Gotcha.
Okay? Their reason as to why they do not want to give reparations at this time or the foreseeable future is because if you give the subclass, the working class, $126 billion, once you break that down, that's life-changing money. And when
we're talking about we're not talking about all the immigrants though. We're talking about specific.
I'm not. I didn't say anything about the immigrants.
Oh, so say black because there's other immigrants that is working, that works for less. This is why they have the influx of the immigrants coming in here in droves because they are here to undermine the FBAs, the Black Americans who actually still fight. So at the end of the day, they're not going to lose because the immigrants, everybody is still working. And they're still going to have to listen. If you spend money, you're helping the economy. If you buy a car, you're helping the economy. If you spend
I understand that. You're arguing with me like I'm the person who said it. I'm not the person who said it. I'm just telling you what I heard at the table. Because I was in the meeting, right? So, because like you know, I'm just telling you what they're saying. I'm not arguing their point. Like you're, it seems like you're going on me, and I'm just saying that that's what they're saying. I don't agree with it. I understand that we have it. We were there as a committee to try to figure out ways financially how this can be possible. It is financially possible. However, you
the reason why I'm talking like that because what you just said just now, you wasn't coming like that at the beginning. So I was trying to understand like where you was coming from. Everything. See, we can always go back to the audio. We can always rewind.
We don't have to do that.
That's where I'm coming from because they always have money. Because every time it comes down to us, it's always a problem. That's all. That's the whole point. And then by you sitting in those seats, the only thing I'm saying is everything that you said, I respect what you're saying. You was around them people. You rubbed the shoulders. You know their mentality. But only thing I'm saying is a lot of times you just have to look at shit at common sense. If you just can look at it and think a little bit attentively, you could commonly just see the flaws. And their excuses, because every time when it comes down to us, it's always a problem. Like right now, give us something. They give it to everybody else. We can't get nothing. And they give excuses like that for other people to regurgitate as actual factual. No, that's just telling us shit just to not say, look, nigga, we ain't going to give you shit, period. Let's give you an excuse instead of just blatantly just keeping it a buck. That's what I'm looking at. So excuse me, I'm not arguing with you. I'm arguing at the fact of their mentality. not ours.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that the first thing you have to think of, Mike, is that we're talking about rich white people, right? Rich white men. Let me make that very clear. Rich white men. Right? So you're talking about rich white men, right? So rich white men who feel that this country is their God-given right, right? They came over here and did whatever they want to do, regardless of who was already here on this land. They don't give a fuck because all they care about is they're Anglo-Saxon, their blood is right, they're pure, yada, yada, right? That's what they believe. They believe that anybody who does not look like them or who they do not initiate to be the new white version, you know, remember, Italians weren't white, et cetera, whoever they indoctrine as white people, that's who they want this nation for. And they do, and who they want to have money, who has power, because if you have money, you also have power. So if whoever, who they want to have power are those who look like them. So the Jewish people, yeah, they can get some coin because the Jewish people are going to circulate that money right back into their community, which helps their.
I'm
being facetious. I'm being facetious. I'm saying like that's their mentality.
I hope so.
I'm not being serious. It's called sarcasm. I'm being facetious.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that that's their mentality. That's how they think.
Fortunately
for me, I was the black woman who they felt was, you know, I was a person, I was a spook in the corner that they didn't know was really paying attention. Okay, so when people think that you're not paying attention, they'll say things in front of you that they may not say in front of other people because they don't think you're paying attention. A lot of those people think that the black people who they were encountering, even though we were highly professional, right, like you don't get a job working in the World Bank for nothing. But when they see people who are in that, they think that, oh, that's an affirmative action hire, or it was a given job for whatever. So a lot of those people don't even see us as human, for one. That's the first thing. They don't see us as human. They don't see us as Americans. They see us as the slaves that just got let go. So if you're going to give money to people, they don't see us as worthy of having anything. Because what their fear is which has already been happening, their fear is that black people going to get a bunch of money. And I'm not saying this is how I believe it. This is what they feel. They feel that black people going to get that money, and they're going to be equal to them. And that's not what they want. They don't want you living in their neighborhoods. They don't want you dating their daughters. They don't want you voting, using your money. And the main thing is they don't want you using your money to pool to change things in the government.
And
because
they don't want
to pool their money, and they change things with government by lobbying their money to certain candidates, which push their agendas.
Right.
Black people are hit to that. We just don't got the coins to do it yet. Once we get the coins, we're going to start changing some stuff around.
We already have the coins. Because if we could spend billions of dollars every year on fucking Christmas and all that stuff, we have it because we spend money frivolously. Not all, but the majority of us do. We do have the goddamn capital. We do, as a collective, have the capital. We just want to spend money on shit that is almost non-important. You know what I'm saying? I'm excluding family and everything, the essential things that, you know, that we have to take care of. But, you know, what's most important for us as a collective, we have to pull out our money together to be one of the biggest lobbyists, just like pharma. So we could get, you know, we have to spend money to get things passed. But at the end of the day, let me see. I think I still got some callers. So, yeah, I got some callers on the line. Please make it quick in conclusion. Go right ahead in conclusion, y'all.
In conclusion, I'm just saying, like, there is other powers at B that don't see us as humans. And the thing about it is that we have to realize, yes, Mike, we can spend $1 billion on Christmas and Jordans, and we spend our money frivolously.
Yes,
but at the end of the day, we have to realize. We do that. That is what it is. That's because we're, you know, as a community, I feel that some of us feel that we need to look rich instead of be rich, and that's the reason why our average family right now is the average family's wealth is $1,800. It was $1,700. Now it's $1,800. Average black family. The average black woman has in her savings account less than $200 to her name in gross that you can just give money away. That's the average. So it's like, yeah, we do have some people who are doing great. We have people who are doing awesome. However, you have to realize we are a strong people. We are the chosen people. And if you give the chosen people power, they're afraid of that. And that's why we're not getting reparations.
Hey, love, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the platform. And since you work for the goddamn the bank, you can definitely donate to the platform. Thank you for calling in.
Already
did. Oh, you already did. Well, thank you. I forgot. Thank you, sweetie.
Have a good one.
Peace. And let me say this before I take area code 567 and 512. I just want to say I partially disagree with that caller, and I'll just end on saying that they don't want us to really succeed because they know a lot of us are not dumb. We know that America is up for sale. We know to buy land. They don't want us to have our own businesses and create our own communities and stuff like that. So it's more of a fear of, like, I will agree with what she said about being equal or surpassing, because what we do, we can take it and run with it and make it better than what it is. So it's not even the – because if you spend frivolously, if you're thinking about it, if you spend frivolous, you are giving the money back. So it's not the fact that we're going to – they're gonna make their money back about by a lot of us spending the frivolous on material things. They know that's gonna happen, but they're not worrying about that. They're worrying about the ones that's gonna do something with that money. That's what it is. And they have the money. There's a lot of people that's already working, that's on the hamster wheel, that is generating, that is keeping the economy alive. And why would America be in a fucking deficit? We are doing what we need to do as millions of people doing what they need to do to work to keep their economy going. It is the people who sit in those seats in the Senate, the Congress, all of that shit. They supposed to manage our money. That's what they hit there for. Okay? Social Security, the federal tax, state tax, they are the ones that do the accounting on the money. Who does, you understand what I'm saying? That estimates everything. Put, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's with the whole economy money by working. That's keeping the shit afloat. They are being sneaky by pocketing the majority of the money and blaming on black people because we on welfare, even though there's more white people on welfare than there is black people. You see the psychological game that they play. That's the government for you. They manage our money, pocket our money in their pocket for their families, and mind you, there's a lot of politicians who's working, so you know they are splitting it up like fucking 267 ways, millions, and they all keep wanting that money to go to their family to generate generational wealth. So a lot of our money is going into these greedy motherfuckers' pocket for their family, and blaming us for the deficit. That's why they got to keep asking for money. We talking about greedy motherfuckers. They're managing our money and blaming the people. That's almost victim shaming. Victim blaming. That's what the fuck it is, man. Can I get an amen in the chat somewhere, somehow? Because I know I ain't motherfucking tripping. Please hit that like button. If you would love to donate to the platform, I will appreciate it. I hope it's not that hard to show a love, a dollar, two, something. But it's just real shit. That's what it is. Let me take these last two callers, man. Oh, three callers. All right. Please make it quick. Area code 567. What's goody?
What up, Big Mike?
What's going on, family?
Oh, man, RIP Trouble, RIP Nipsey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
We done lost another one, man. Trouble was a real dude, man. You know, that, it's like dude calling in and saying it's going to get worse because we live in the hell. That's exactly what I be telling my little cousins, man. Get the fuck out these streets, man. Because, like, people ain't understanding that this shit is set up, man. And all that, that school, like, that school thing, that was, I believe that was a setup, too, because it ain't no way y'all scared to go in the building. And it was one person. It was one person. So I don't want to hear that, we had to get a call and we couldn't go in there. No, it was one person. Because if that would have been a black dude, they would have been in there.
Absolutely, man. Hey, that's it?
Hell no, that ain't it.
Well, hurry up.
Bro, let me tell you something, man. I'm tired of people saying, oh, well, you know, black people, we're gonna buy Lamborghinis. All black people ain't stupid. They ain't giving us the money because we black. That's why they ain't giving it to us. Like you said, they giving it to everybody else, all these other races, but they ain't giving it to us. They don't want to. And I know it ain't going to happen. We ain't going to never get that. We ain't going to never get reparations. Because I know, I done did my research on that shit. 4 million black people worth $3.5 billion. I know my shit. They just don't want to give it to us.
True.
Crystal, I already know the statistics, and I already know how many people worked the farm, worked the cotton fields. That was the biggest export, yo. It was cotton. That was the big. That's what they was making money off of, us working in the field. So when people say, "Oh, it's because black people this and even the old girl, yeah, she was cool," but I disagree with her too because I know that's bullshit.
Right.
Because one thing, and you said this 2 years ago, the Holocaust wasn't even that long. They act like the Holocaust was longer than slavery.
NOYB and Crystal, thank you for the donations. Appreciate both of y'all. Thank you very much. Now, you're absolutely correct about that. Say that again.
They act like the Holocaust was longer than slavery.
Look, hold on. Let's tread lightly with that, please.
Okay, I'll fall
you know
back.
I mean? But you know I know, but you know let's just.
I'm gonna fall back.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you know
please.
What I'm saying. I'm gonna fall back, but all black people, we don't always spend our money on jewelry and cars, but if we did, like you said, that's giving back. It's giving back. They just don't want to give it to us. I don't know why people act like we the only ones doing that. White. The Caucasian people, they buy Lamborghinis and Bentleys too.
Okay, I just showed the motherfucker right here. Look, prime example.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy right here. Shit. Okay, look at that. Woo. On the jet. That right there.
On a jet, bro.
I would love that. I'll be in the sky right now. I won't even be here. I'll be on live, but I'll be right there on that bed, right there.
Man, you give me money like that, bro. I'm going back home. I'm going to Africa, bro.
Hey man, I see you. Look, hey, I see you when you get back. I'm staying. Well, I tell you one thing, man. The way how America is like, damn. Who want to live here? But I mean, I love it here. It's just. Fucking crazy here, man. Anyway,
either that or Egypt. I'm going somewhere where my people respect me. I don't care for America, bro. I don't care for America. Why would I care about America and they don't care about us?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I totally agree, man. Absolutely. And I know what's on my bucket list is to go to Kemet, to go to the pyramids. I can't wait to go. I'm going to make sure that is a lifelong dream of mine. I want to go to Kemet and go to all the pyramids, all the way down in Nubia, Hunt, a.k.a. Sudan.
Look, man.
Okay.
Hey, my great-grandfather's from Africa, bro. And one thing he said to me was, you know, Egypt and Africa is neck and neck with each other for real. And he said, when you read the Bible, You ain't reading the Bible. The real Bible is scripted in the pyramids. That's what a real Bible is.
Look, I don't want to rub people the wrong way, but that's where
facts.
It's facts. All of religions derive from the metal netter that's on the wall. Nobody don't want to believe it. Nobody don't want to do the due diligence. I don't even want to talk about the Septuagint and all that stuff. And then the scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and so for someone, man, we could go, you know, that's really up my alleyway. So we could go into that. But this, you know, I've been here long enough, but we could get into that. I'm a little bit rusty, but I know enough. But at the end of the day, all religions derive from the pyramids. I don't care what nobody say, it is there. How is it that all of the majority of the pharaohs that was there 30 to 4 to 5 to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 years before Abraham, before Jacob, before all these motherfuckers, and they are on tour right now. King Tut is still on tour going to all these different museums, but we can't find nothing in no motherfucking body from any other religion. None of you niggas. And again, I respect each and last prophet in any of those books. I don't care. I respect it. If it makes you a better person, absolutely go for it. I can't judge you. So I used to be hard on y'all. Back in 08, 09, I was horrible. I lost a lot of friends on YouTube because of that shit. I was destroying y'all. I mean, literally shredding you motherfuckers. But at the end of the day, Lord, it makes you better. But... This cartoon images of those characters, but y'all want to talk about paganism and all this crazy shit, don't know about the attributes of the animals and what they represent and the symbolicness of those animals. They're, because they studied nature. You understand? But I'm not going to get too much more in that, but you goddamn right. All religions derive from that one fucking source. Don't ever get it. But
in
conclusion, because I still got a lot of people, two more people holding on. So please, like 10 seconds. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I'm unapologetically black, man. So when I get in my bag on that shit, I get in my bag, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of people thinking that we the reason why this is happening. No, man, they don't want us. They don't want us to conquer, man. That's all it is. And black people need to understand that we are immortal, man. I don't care what nobody say. We are the strongest people on this planet, period. That's it, bro.
Hey, man, I want to say thank you for your call, Ken. You already know, man. Peace.
Peace.
Shit, I've been on here 3 hours. I'm getting the hell out of here. For real. I've been on here too long, but I definitely enjoy myself. I'm starting to think, I don't know if I need to keep, I think I need to delete this live. I really enjoyed this live because, you know, YouTube is crazy. I know I didn't show the fight. It wasn't even a fight, but I really think I'm going to delete this live. This is one of the lives where I'm a little bit timid. You know, I don't want no trouble. They be on that bullshit. So I think that's what I'm going to do. And I really enjoyed this live stream. I'm not even going to lie. This was a great live stream. I really appreciate this, man. But I don't know. This shit might get deleted. Area code 512. Can you please make it quick? What's up, family? Then I'm going to go to 929. And that's it. No more calls. What's up, family? How you?
Hey, how you doing? This is 9 Sparks. So I'm going to make this quick because I know you're trying to get up off of here. How you doing today?
I'm good, man.
That's good. So I just want to touch a few topics right quick, real fast. I'm going to try to go through it quick. Okay, we all know that they came over here on their ships. You feel me? They didn't find anything, yet they put up these Christopher Columbus, you know, statues everywhere and the Statue of Liberty. People have to do their history research and find out what these people did, what these statues represent. Christopher Columbus, for an example, he was into child sex trafficking. But, you know, we got this man everywhere. Just for an example, the city of Chicago, just last year or a little over, they decided to remove this Christopher Columbus statue because of the history of this man. They came over here. They didn't know anything. They took our people. What they did was they finessed our people into teaching them all of our secrets, our languages, our recipes, our medicinal plants and purposes. Like, they took our education. And then after they learned our education and everything else that they needed, we didn't have weapons. What are bows and arrows to a gunfight? You know what I'm saying? We didn't have all of those things. So they put our people into slavery. Now, with the slavery, it came experiments. They experimented on these black men and women. When they came over here, there were no diseases. There was no famine. There was none of that. They brought all of that over here. They were killing the men, killing the women, raping the men and women and children. This is all the demonic stuff that they were doing. You know what I'm saying? So all of our secrets are being taught to these people on so many levels. You know what I'm saying? And
that's how the Freemasons
people go back.
That's why they took it from our knowledge, our hidden knowledge. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
I'm sorry. So, go ahead. In conclusion, sweetie. Go ahead. Right
ahead.
Okay.
You know, on the education, you know, as far as instilling all of the things, our knowledge of our minds, we are the chosen people. You know what I'm saying? Another thing about our chosen people, you know, they don't talk about this, but I took religions class. I took up a lot of things because I have a curious mind. Hitler actually was not killing the Jews. These were fake Jews.
Ooh,
he was
definitely
for the black
now.
People.
Go ahead.
Hitler was actually for the black people. Hitler's mission was to get rid of the fake Jews because he knew that the real Jews were of the 12 lost tribes of God. So what they did was they tried to make it seem like he was against the black people, as always. Just like they try to make it seem like everything black is bad. Egyptians, oh, the black cat is bad luck. No, the Egyptians used the black cat to ward off evil. And they tried to make everything black evil and everything white pure. If you do your research and your history, you would know that white is evil. Black is pure.
I'm sweating more than
you can't even make no color. Every color.
Girl, God damn it.
Every color. If you mix up every color, it's going to make the color black. Why you think we can make every shade of black, every shade of light skin, everything. White people can't do that. We can literally produce anything because that's what God instilled in us. Now, back to the slavery, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you walk into these museums, you see all of these artifacts and you have all these black people going, you know, and I hate to even use the word black because we're not black. We were actually the first race of every single race. If you go over to China, a lot of people don't want to admit this, but when you go over to China, these ancient Chinese people, these elders, they know the truth. They still have statues in China of the first Chinese people, and they are black.
That's in Cambodia, Southeast Asia, Cambodia, the Naga people, the Sambo, the serpent people, the first Buddha was black. So
exactly. And then they got these fake artifacts. Yeah, they got all these fake artifacts in the museum, and people think they're looking at their history. No, the real historic artifacts are hanging inside these rich white, I ain't going to say all of them racist, but a lot of them are racist. They're hanging in their homes. All these real artifacts that our ancestors carved and made, gold, everything is hanging up in their houses, kept away from the people that should have it. Or the museum, so we can go and learn about our history. You see what I'm saying? They give all this money away to all these different countries. What happened to our 40 acres and a mule? Because guess what? That's written and it's owed to us. So how are they just free-handedly giving out all these billions of dollars and they didn't even give us our stuff? And I agree with the other people that were saying it's because they want to keep us suppressed. They know. See, they teach their children and their offspring about the fact. You see what I'm saying? And then some teach them the lies because they want them to believe, hey, we were the kings and queens. Hey, we were doing this. We found these natural gases and gold and everything. No, you didn't. And that's why I personally feel, this is my opinion, I feel that they're buying all of our artifacts from our ancestors because they're going to lie to their children and their children's children later and say, hey, this came from your great-grandfather. This came from your ancestors. No, it didn't.
That's what they do.
It really didn't. You know? Yes, that's what they do because the entire time they've been envious. They've been envious because they know we had God in us. They are envious because they know that we are not even really stuck here. We were placed here for a reason. They are the outsiders. You see what I'm saying?
We was the one on the land. They came from the mountains. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And we was already
so
down here doing shit. Y'all Johnny come latelys, man. Johnny come latelys. And this absolutely right. So at the end of the day, that's why a lot of us have to be on cold. And we have to really start teaching our kids, because school is nothing but indoctrination. And it's not even critical thinking. It's only regurgitation. They don't teach you they don't teach you in school to be a businessman. They teach you how to be on the hamster wheel. You know, that's why they take the hands-on stuff out of school. Now you got to go to training school. Trading school.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's all a game. Go ahead, love.
And you know, they are scared because they know doggone well they put the money that is owed to us, which they have been keeping from us for generations. You feel me? If they give that money to us, what is owed to us, we're going to surpass them. It's not a question about it. You see what I'm saying? But one thing that I just wish that
still alive,
our
everybody.
People will wake up to is we got to get out of this slave mentality. You feel me? Oh, we got to listen to the white man. The white man said we can't do this. Fuck that. It comes a point where you have to just take it. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying being violent or anything, but we have to become smarter. We got to spend our money more wisely. It's not that we spend, like, I disagree. I feel like everyone deserves, you a hardworking person, go and buy you whatever the fuck you want because you're treating yourself. That's part of your mental
right.
health.
Yes.
You have to learn how to treat yourself. You see what I'm saying? But we do need to, as a whole, need to learn how to budget. See, in schools, we aren't taught about financing or building credit. These white kids are. You see what I'm saying? We got to start our businesses. Me personally, you know, me and my family, we think about generational wealth. You see what I'm saying? Forget, oh, I want to be rich. I want to know. I want my kids to never have to worry about anything. You see what I'm saying? And teach them how to do the same thing so it can keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
White people, they don't have to stand in EBT line. Personally witness. I was on EBT. I ain't no shame in my game. You feel me? Anything that is out here that I can get
stand
free,
for my card now.
I feel
what
like
fuck?
Take it.
And I'm going to
take
stop
that
and
shit.
Shop. Go ahead, goddammit.
Exactly. Exactly. The whites, the Asians, these Indians, guess what? They don't go into the EBT offices. They have their own little line that's set up under the tent, like these little phone places. And on these side streets, and they go and fill out their application, and they never have to step foot into an office. I know this personally.
That's right.
But the government, I'm going to tell you, the government is full of shit. And they've been full of shit since it started. If you go back to your Bible and just, first of all, when you read your Bible, you're supposed to pray for understanding while you're reading it, because there's a lot of false things in the Bible. But government govern is to control. That's what govern is. You feel me? It's to control something. Now, when they say, oh, learn the English language, you have to really meant. The English language came from many languages. So meant in government means mind. So what is that? That's mind control. They were sent. The government is only here to control people. They got these.
Right.
I took a religions class. There's a lot of false. This, I'm going to just keep it a buck. You feel me? I know some people may not believe it. It's okay. You feel me? But all of these religions, they're false. You go in the Bible, there were no religions. These religions were used. Okay, we want to talk about Buddhism. We want to talk Hinduism, Christianity, Muslim. Like, all of this stuff was put here to separate people. We are all supposed to be one under one God. Everything that they put out here is false. They need us to fall into this mind control thing that they got going on. You see what I'm saying? They don't want black people to get ahead. You know how many black people, intelligent black people, that actually did something with their lives and want to get somewhere? They went to college for an extra 7 years, extra 14 years to be a doctor. It's hard for some of these people to get jobs. You see what I'm saying? And there's no reason that it should be hard at all. But they are keeping them out on purpose because they know that we are smart. They know that we are intelligent. They know that
Look,
we can have our own hospitals, our own bank.
We invented everything. And I used to hear that shit when I was young and used to be like, and I used to, like, like cringe when they say it. Like, we ain't invent every motherfucking thing. We invent a lot and a majority of a lot of stuff that we use to this day. I don't have to do the rundown again. We already know what it is. Like, we really did. African Americans here really invented a lot of what we use
everything.
To this day and never get credit. I mean, every fucking thing.
Everything. Literally, you are so right on that.
I had that until I came into the knowledge. People who don't do their own due diligence on learning and doing their own research do not look at anybody else funny because you did not take your time to find out on your own. Everybody cannot be content with what they know because there's always something to learn from and about. That's all.
Always.
In conclusion,
that's why God said, I
like the way you talk. Absolutely.
I definitely like your my fiance actually just put me on your podcast, so I was definitely feeling it, you know. And speaking on like
I said, thank you. Word.
Most definitely. And you know, speaking on just going back a little bit on, you know, how they're funding these different countries. Didn't they say that the U.S. was broke, I don't know how many times? You see what I'm saying? People have to pay attention. Don't just sit there and listen to stuff. Pay attention because they go back on a lot of stuff that they say. But if they feel like no one's paying attention and no one speaks up, they're just going to keep doing it. You see what I'm saying? You can only trick me once. Okay, shame on me. You can't fool me twice, no, three times. It ain't getting to that. I'm just that type of person. You feel me? And they're sitting up here growing up, like America is responsible for growing so many crops, raising so many farm animals, things like this, you feel me, to provide food and nourishment for the United States citizens, you feel me? So people question themselves, like, okay, why are we, they're sending all of our food to these other countries. Why? Because they're greedy, like the other caller said. It's about greed and power, control. They take all of our natural grown food and they ship it out because they're selling it to these other countries. And then at the same time, while they're doing that, they're giving us the genetically modified food. These fakes, come on now, I can't even go in a grocery store and find fucking watermelon or grapes or just certain fruits with the that's naturally grown with seeds and everything is seedless. This food is doing more damage than it is good to our body. No offense to anyone that wants to be vegan. You see what I'm saying? I understand people are trying to be health conscious and eat better. But come on. They mind fucking people. And this vegan stuff is fucking people up. People out here getting vitamin deficiencies. They falling out. They dying. Like, they don't know what's wrong. It's because you're not eating. They're giving us this bullshit food. I don't know if people are paying attention, but China has shipped over fake lettuce, fake eggs. It's a lot of fake things coming over here. So just me personally, I've bought vegetables. You see what I'm saying? I don't even buy organic food anymore, and I'm going to tell you why. I bought some organic fruits, and none of it ripened. It stayed hard for about 3 weeks. I threw it in the trash. So when I start buying the regular food, it was fine. My peppers taste like peppers. The organic, you can bite into a pepper, it tastes like water. That's not right. So I threw everything away. I've come to the conclusion that they know that people want to start eating healthier. So what are they doing? They're fucking up the organic stuff on purpose. So
right,
everybody
absolutely.
Out there buying organic stuff, check your organic food because that is the food that is worse.
And check the numbers on the fruits and stuff because, you know, anything above 6 is actually really organic. Anything lower than... because you know, if you look at the serial numbers on the sticker on the fruit or whatever, if the first is like, I could say like probably six numbers. The first digit, if it's a 6, is good. If it's a 7, if it's a 9, is good. Anything I think lower than 6 or 4 and down, if I'm not mistaken, it's bad. But she's right. Yeah,
and I just want to say, like, I know somebody was saying, like, I said that Hitler's black. No, you have to actively listen. I said Hitler was actually helping the blacks because he knew that those people that he had in concentration camps, they were pretending to be Jews. Those were not the original Jews. You have to go back and and read your Bible correctly. There's so many false narratives in the Bible. Like, say, for instance, you really think God put in there to obey thy master as if he was God? Come on now. It's so many things that I can point out in the Bible because I ask for clarity from God. I ask for understanding before I read my Bible because I am aware that the Bible has been altered several plus times. So
absolutely,
that's how they also get mind control over people. And people just have to wake up and stay up. Don't think, don't read one thing and oh, okay, I know this now, then feel like you can't learn nothing else. No, you have to keep going because God said, whoever seeks shall find. You ain't going to never get no answers. You ain't going to never be awakened spiritually, none of that, if you're not seeking God. Because God will lead you to all the answers you need. All
that's
of them.
That.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
They, well, and also in the schools, these public schools, I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. I don't put none of my kids in public schools. They all go to charter schools. They all go to college preparatory schools, even my five-year-old. You see what I'm saying? These schools are designed to only teach you certain stuff, and it's the things that we do not need in life. I'm not saying we don't need math. There's certain things that we need. We need math. We need, of course, reading
biased.
And writing.
Everything else is culturally biased. Science,
yeah,
and math.
It's like brainwashing. Brainwashing too.
Right.
I just feel like these people, you know, as black people, because they are not teaching us this, get your kids into things, not what the government says they need to be in, because guess what? It's brainwashing. These kids sit in school for 7 hours, 6 hours, learning the same things every day. They're conditioning them to be able to sit in a 9-to-5 job when they get older. Fuck that. Our kids going to be over these businesses. Our kids need to be up here and have these. And that's another thing. Like, I went back to finances. Fuck these LLCs. Get you an S-Corp. They always find ways to take your money. Get you an S-Corp. That's the way your shit is tax-free. And you keep most of your money. This is how you can build generational wealth. You see what I'm saying? But they're not teaching black people this because they don't want us to know this. But fuck that. If you go and seek it, like I said, you will find out. You see what I'm saying? And I just want this for all black people. I want this. And like I said, every race wasn't originally black. We ain't all from Africa. So I don't check off African-American on my applications and all this other stuff that I send in. Because who said that we're all from Africa? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you're absolutely right, man. But
so,
love, you're gonna have to call in.
You know?
You're gonna have to call in more often because I like the way you talk. So, yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm getting the fuck up out of here now. But
yeah,
thank you.
I enjoyed it. Appreciate it for accepting my call and hearing me out and you know talking about some real stuff because. You know, this news out here, they only broadcast what they want you to see. They'll broadcast the cat being rescued out the tree before they tell people about all the black people that was killed. You see what I'm saying? And one more thing before I go, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody do their research, okay? And you look at how many black businesses were owned, Black Wall Street, banks, schools, all of that. They took everything. They grabbed all these people out their houses. They took everything from them, and guess what they did? They built cities on top of our city, and they covered it with water. I just want people to do their research.
Lake Lanier. What is Lake Lanier, if I'm not mistaken? What is it called?
Oh, yes, the Great Lakes. Yes, because guess what?
Yeah.
None of them are natural. God doesn't speak about no Great Lakes in the Bible.
Yeah, go ahead. God damn it. Go ahead.
He doesn't speak about Great Lakes in the Bible. They were the seven seas. You see what I'm saying? The seas are what's natural. They don't want. That's why you think they don't want us to go in the. Oh, we gonna monitor the sea and stuff. Make sure don't nobody go out there. Of course, because y'all know that there's things out there. They don't want us to go and find treasure. They don't want us to find things that they're hiding out there. Our ancestors know the truth, and just tune in to God and our ancestors. And you got to be there mentally and spiritually with all your heart if you want to find stuff out and be able to save yourself and your family. You know what I'm saying? But all
hey,
prayers to the. But yeah, I was just reading somebody. I keep it real. I ain't scared to say shit. Patricia, all mentioned. We know already. But guess what? You were sounding real confused. So you need to listen up some more because you didn't speak on a lot of things that I spoke on. Don't ever be ignorant to learning.
Shit.
I appreciate you.
Hey, man, I appreciate you too, love. Thank you for calling and calling again.
All right, thank you.
Peace. All right, now, nobody else call, because I'm going to hang up on your ass. We got 929, we got New York in the building. If you can please make it quick, please, please do so. But what's up? Last person on the air, what the fuck? It's on your mind.
Yeah. Yo, man, I was on the line with you the other day. This is Privilege. What's going on? I'm calling from New York. Yeah, man, a lot of shit, the jig is up, bro. The jig is up with the immigrants. And, you know, I say that with all respect because right now I got about 5 immigrants that fuck with me hard body. One is a lawyer, one is a principal. You know, I'm from New York. They're on cold, and they're probably on cold than a lot of black Americans. Because just because you black doesn't mean you not a coon. You know what I'm saying? You got a few FBA dudes that are cops and prior cops, so you could expect us to have some coons on our team too. But, you know, for the most part, most immigrants are anti-black. Most black people, except for black Americans, are anti-black. And even some black Americans might racially profile and say some ignorant shit about ourselves. But, you know, we got to give them the chance to educate them and then leave them and then spin the block back around when they wake up. The other sister has said that, she said that something about the food in the government. That is very accurate, but we got to look at it in terms of policy and manipulation. Just like how they did with the vaccine mandate and the vaccine, the same thing they doing with the food, the same thing they do with everything. They propose a business plan to make sure they get some profits in their best interest. With housing, electricity, this is why we don't have solar panels. This is why we don't have electric vehicles. This is why we are struggling with oil. We wouldn't be in a situation. This is why electric cars look so goddamn ugly. Because they don't want people to buy them shits. We don't even have the infrastructure for electric vehicles. But going back to the food, the thing about the food is that, yes, the sister is right with organic. She's right. And it's funny because she probably didn't do a whole lot of research to find out that truth, but a few years ago, the food companies were getting sued because they were putting a title called saturated fat. You ever heard of that? Saturated and unsaturated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, they had to go to court because their unsaturated stuff, which was supposed to be low calories and stuff, it was a lie. It wasn't really unsaturated. It was just more salt and it was more sugar in it. But they was claiming that it was more healthy. I believe that the same thing would be happening to organic. The FDA regulates business. They don't regulate health. A lot of people need to understand that. They regulate business. They don't regulate health. Whatever's in their best business interest, if people are going to survive after a few days of eating it, they're going to approve it. Another thing we got to realize is that we have to create our own food and our own woods. Right now, we don't have that. But like I said, it's always an option for us to think about it in the near future. We cannot trust the FDA. We got to start looking at our own doctors. We got to start looking at our own stuff. Yes, we always have a balance to it. But as we know, there's a book called Medical Apartheid, I think it's called Medical Apartheid, yeah. Where you talk about all these experiments and stuff like that. So you can always look into that. Always do like 30 minutes of a reading or 30 minutes of studying of something every day. And then another 30 minutes of watching a black media, some type of black media news channel. And let's keep up the talk of reparations. Let's keep it in the atmosphere. Let's ante it up. I think we need to ante it up a little bit. I also think you should have shout out reparations a part of your broadcast for about 30 seconds.
We talked about it quite a few times, brother. So I'm not late to the game. So, but
you on it.
Yeah,
but we gotta make sure our people are on our code. Like we gotta be like, yo, shout out reparations. Make sure everybody knows if these folks ain't acting. Doing something about anti-blackness and reparations, we cannot take them seriously. In fact, We cannot let these people co-opt our movement. We know the LGBTQ community, they want to co-opt black people so that we could fight for their sexual liberation. They want to use gay blacks to fight for white people's sexual liberation and policy. So we got to be aware of that as well. And if they call us homophobic, fuck it. You can call us homophobic if you wanna. If you wanna try to call me an attacker or abuser or whatever, we gotta be ready for that battle. But and we gotta be on code because they are going to use these ambiguous terms to attack us. But we just have to be on code and we have to strike back and call them anti-black. That's all I wanted to say before we go. Hopefully next time we could chop it up and talk a little bit more.
Hey man, I definitely appreciate your call, man. What borough are you from?
I'm from the dirty down Bronx, the boogie down Bronx, where hip hop started. Y'all can say what y'all want, but we started hip hop, all right?
Yeah, we know, nigga. Shout out to the BX. You already know, man. Peace. All right, I'm cutting this line off, right? The fuck now? You call, you ain't getting through.